The wait is over. We can now reveal this year's best and worst places to work in the federal government. No sea changes necessarily, but some surprises. Joining me with the latest, Mallory Barg-Bowman, Research Director at the Partnership for Public Service. And this is a red letter day for you and the partnership and really for all of federal government. And I guess the most interesting statistic is that overall employee engagement is up a hair.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Tom. Really an exciting morning here at the Partnership for Public Service and also are with our partners Deloitte. We get to release the best places to work in the federal government rankings. And as you said, the score went up again this year. This is the second year in a row that it's increased and is really a reflection of the effort that the Obama administration has put into employee engagement over the past couple of years. It's really an opportunity as we talk about the transition for the incoming administration to pick up some of that baton and make sure that they focus on the large and complex federal workforce and make sure that, you know, it's not just about happy employees. It's really about employee engagement and getting the best results.
So the engagement score was 59.4%. That's up about 1.6%. I'm sorry, it's up 1.3% from the year earlier, but it's the third year in a row that it's headed up.
It's the second year in a row it's headed up. We're still short of the all-time high best places score, which was 65 in 2010. And we, at the partnership, really set the private sector benchmark score, which we get through Sirota every year, which is 77 out of 100 as the benchmark. You have some agencies like NASA and the Government Accountability Office who are already there. NASA's at 78.6. They've continued to go up over time.
Yeah, they've really pulled ahead a little bit this year.
You know, that, and the neat thing about NASA is they have an outstanding administrator in Charlie Bolton, and his commitment to the workforce and to understanding that a good, strong workforce means good, strong outcomes. And they haven't rested on their laurels. NASA's been the top agency, top large agency since 2012, and the score has continued to improve every year. So they've continued to get better and better. They actually went up 2.5 points between 2015 and 2016. So it's really, you know, a very, very important focus. But with the transition going on, this is certainly a time of vulnerability and of change. This workforce over the past several years has had a lot of changes. And, you know, between sequestration and budget cuts and all types of things, the best places score reflected that. It was high to high in 2010. It went down for a time and has been going back up for the past 2 years. So it's really important that this continues.
Homeland Security is still at the bottom of the list, but they are up 2.7%, so I guess that's good news for them.
Absolutely, and moving the score of an agency like the Department of Homeland Security is challenging. You have lots of different subcomponents within DHS. Now, you have some of them where their scores have always been quite high, such as the Coast Guard, and then you have places such as the Secret Service, which actually had a high score for some time and then has dropped over the past couple of years. So the improvement in their score really is a reflection of a commitment from the top of the house. And, you know, it shows that it can be done, that when you have a really large agency like that, you have some improvements. You also have agencies, you know, that are similar in nature, such as Department of Commerce and Department of Health and Human Services, which, again, are sort of large holding company type of agencies. All of them had improvements. You know, Department of Commerce is now the number two ranked large agency. They had an improvement of 1.7 points. And HHS was the most improved. Oh, I'm sorry. They weren't the most improved large agency, but they went up 2.5 points. This is the first time they're in the top five.
And I guess a disappointing score came in for Social Security that's in about the middle of the large agency rankings, but they went down 2.9%.
Yeah, they did go down quite a bit. You know, Social Security Administration is an agency that has seen declining staff. They have a large number of retirement-eligible individuals of their senior leadership, and it sounds like it's really time to invest in the Social Security Administration. We know the demands on that agency are going to get higher in the years to come and need to make sure they're ready for that.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg-Bowman, Research Director at the Partnership for Public Service, and moving on to the middle-sized agencies, and I noticed some statistical effect here that the smaller the agency, the larger the swings tend to be. But here you had some changes at who's at the top.
You're exactly right. When you look at the smaller agencies, the mid-sized agencies, you do see quite a bit of change over time. But you have FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, is actually once again the top mid-sized agency We have GAO at number two, and the Peace Corps also tied at number two. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission at number four, and the Federal Trade Commission at number five. All of those, GAO, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission all went up. The Peace Corps actually stayed exactly the same. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, number one, actually went down a little bit, but they're still pretty high. They're up at 80.7.
Maybe not enough banks going out of business, so they're bored there.
But yeah, they're still higher than the private sector and higher than NASA too. So they're doing pretty well.
For some of the ones that didn't do quite as well, I guess the biggest downward score occurred at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, 3.5% lower, which is pretty big for that category.
Absolutely.
And National Science Foundation, 3.5% up.
Yeah, they're pretty big changes. And the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is actually a pretty interesting story because they were up, you know, looking back at 2012, they were the number three mid-size agency. They were very, very high, and they've fallen in recent years. So it's really a chance to turn things around there.
Because early on in the Obama administration, they had some leadership that was pretty rough on the people there. A fellow by the name of Jaxo, which was there were charges, I think, there that of unpleasant working conditions and unfavorable working conditions. So maybe it takes a couple of years for those things to work out.
I think that's right. And, you know, what you hint at, which is totally true, is that you do see the effects of leaders and individual leaders on the score.
And in the small agency category, there's some really big swings in scores. And the top ranked one, National Endowment for the Arts, was up 16.6%. Is this a function that there are so few people at these agencies that a couple of people can make a big difference in the score?
Well, I mean, as you hinted before, mathematically speaking, you do see more changes in the smaller agencies because of the numbers. But the National Endowment of the Arts is an interesting story. So they're at number one in 2016. Last year that they were number 11, they've been in really the bottom half or the bottom third for quite a while. So this really is a large improvement on the part of the agency.
And Office of Management and Budget, number three, also above the private sector at 82.7%. They were up by a good chunk, 5.2%.
Office of Management and Budget will be an interesting one to watch over the year ahead. The president relies on the Office of Management Budget for quite a bit, not just the creation of the budget, but the leadership of all of the management initiatives in the government. You do see over time more fluctuations in their score than almost any other agency.
And we should talk about the Merit Systems Protection Board. It's the top of the second third, that is number 11 on the list of small agencies. It's down 3.7% to a best place to work ranking of 69.3%, about middling, you know, for the government, a little bit better than the average for the government. And yet the situation there is they only have one board member left.
Right. I actually heard your interview about that earlier last week. So something really to pay attention to in terms of the leadership of the Merit Systems Protection Board. You know, back in 2007, the Merit Systems Protection Board was the number two agency in the ranking. So you really do have a great agency that, if fully empowered and staffed, is ready to help.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Research Director at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Tom.
We have a complete rundown of all the agency rankings and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.